Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it. Because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion. Their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian, Monday apparently with Filthy Tom Lawler. Here he did a fine job on the program yesterday. I was unavailable, but he told y'all about it. But I am here today. I will be here tomorrow. No show Thursday for American Thanksgiving. I will be back Friday. Fun Friday with Lance is the plan. Lance is joining us here today as well, and we got a lot to talk about. There is a NXT Gold Rush Night 2 tonight. It's a taped show. They gave the WWE and NXT wrestlers the week off, so this was taped. SmackDown was also taped last week. Dynamite, they do not get the week off. There's a live show tomorrow, and we don't know anything about it except the Continental Classic Tournament begins. And we will tell you the field for that as we get going here today. We got updates on Luke Menzies, a former Ridge Holland. We got a new TV deal for Lucha Libre AAA. We got to talk about Javon. We've also got the Death Riders headed to Arena Mexico, and one of them is fighting for the CMLL World Heavyweight title. We got some AW changes to the schedule, which I really want to talk about. Some injury updates, including Penta and Apollo Crews. We got Headbangers having their final match. Tom and I are available. Actually, it should be Vinny and I. Vinny was not a fan of the Headbangers. But we got a lot to get into. Plus, of course, the Raw Report, which was the go-home show for Survivor Series, which is coming up this Saturday night. If you want to text us here today, 425-780-7566. That is 425-780-7566, F4WOnline at gmail.com, and F4WOnline, Threads, Instagram, and Cameo. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
We're calling birds.
Do they have cell phones?
Well, yeah. They're called calling birds because they have four lines of Cricket 5G.
How do they pay?
Oh, easy. Each line is only $25 a month.
Who are they calling?
It's me. One sec, gotta take this.
Join Cricket Nation and get four lines for $25 per month each. Smile, you're on Cricket.
Cricket may temporarily slow data speeds if the network is busy. New lines only. All lines must be select unlimited plan. Fees, terms, and restrictions apply. Cricket 5G requires a compatible device and is not available everywhere. See cricketwireless.com for details.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. we provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Hello, Americans. It's Uncle Sam here. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS or state, don't worry. I've got important news that may help you negotiate a lower tax bill. In today's economy, the IRS has released a variety of new rules and is offering more flexible terms to help Americans looking to settle their IRS debt. If you apply today, we may be able to lift your wage garnishments and release a freeze on your bank assets or business. Our team of tax professionals can resolve your case and stop collection actions against you. Even if you've been audited or haven't filed a return in years, they can help. Call right now and find out if you qualify to settle your IRS debt for far less than what you owe. Pick up your phone right now and call us for a free $500 IRS tax review. Don't wait. Here's the number.
Call right now. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. Again, for the last time, that's 800-943-9215.
Blue sky.
Some people think nature is like this, but actually, it's like this. Mother Nature is not all sunshine and rainbows. Nature can be hotter than a sauna and colder than an Arctic skinny dip. That's why Columbia engineers everything we make for anything nature can throw at you. Columbia, engineered for whatever.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show. Hey, what's up, everybody? Back on the show, Brian Alvarez here. Wrestling Observer Live. Lance joining us here today. Lance Storm of TNA, right?
Yep.
Yeah. What do you think about that Nick Nemeth?
I think he's a very talented guy. I wonder who trained him.
Yeah. What do you think about that Chris Bay?
Really great dude.
Yeah. Well, we're going to have both of them. I got interviews with both of them. They're going to go up on the site probably, I would say, tomorrow, maybe one on Thanksgiving as well. But I interviewed them both at the show that Tom and I did this weekend, Relentless, in Spokane at the lovely... What was it called, that casino? The Northern Quest Casino. I like that casino. But
I actually just messaged Nick yesterday because I saw Chavo Guerrero posted a photo on the golf course in his golf cart on Instagram yesterday, and I sent it to Nick and asked why Chavo cropped him out.
What did he say?
He just laughed.
So, yeah, Ziggler, Nick Nemeth, we interviewed him coming off Raw. Chris Bay talked about his injury. Great interviews. It'll be going up on the main site for subscribers here in the next couple of days. And I had a lot of fun doing those. And commentary, as Tom talked about yesterday. We'll talk more about that as we get going. But a lot of news. Luke Menzies, a former Ridge Holland, in fact, did just undergo disc replacement surgery. Two herniated discs in his neck. Surgery deemed to be very successful. After experiencing pain and lack of mobility due to pain in my neck, he said. Consulted with doctors, had tests taken, determined I had two collapsed discs in my neck, resulting in nerve impingement. Yesterday, I underwent disc replacement surgery at the Hospital for Special Surgery in Manhattan. The surgery was deemed to be very successful, and I got a room with a view. So, I don't know if Tom...
The successful part, way more important than the view.
Well, the view's nice too, you know. God, I forget who it was. I was talking to Tom about this weekend. There's a... he might have talked about it on the show yesterday, but there was an MMA fighter. I can't for the life of me remember his name. But he had a badly screwed up neck. And he also underwent disc replacement surgery. Who's the guy that was like, he was a drug addict, like living in his car, and then he got into MMA and, what's his name? Help me out here, everybody. But anyway, he got the disc replacement surgery, which for those of you that have been around a long time, man, the stuff they can do nowadays, replacing a disc in your neck. And not only did he recover, but, he's fighting again. So, all the best to Luke Menzies. They can do amazing things nowadays, and I'll get that name here in a while. WWE new media rights deal for AAA. They will now be broadcast on Fox in Mexico, Central America, and South America, except Brazil. AAA content, including PLEs like Triple Mania, will air across a variety of Fox platforms, including the Fox channel on Tubi, the Fox pay TV channel, and the SVOD platform Fox One. Of course, WWE purchased AAA earlier this year, and they've got some big shows coming up. And in fact, they've got they had some big shows. Next PLE is Guerra de Titanes 2025, which has Dominic Mysterio and El Grande Americano versus Penta and Rey Fénix. First time teaming up. Yeah, presumably. First time teaming up since leaving AEW. They got put on separate brands when they went to WWE. But they're going to be facing Dominic and El Grande. So, yes, Penta last night got injured. He was wrestling in the tournament against Solo Sikoa. In a match, by the way, he was supposed to lose. So this was not a change in the tournament. He went for a diving, like Frankensteiner off the barricade. Which, by the way, you guys know they're just saying a Frankensteiner and a Hurricane Rana? Anybody? No one? I guess it's 2025, it doesn't matter. But everybody calls Frankensteiners Hurricane Ranas now. But a Hurricane Rana was the Frankensteiner that ended in the cradle position. That's why the Rana was put at the end. So the Frankensteiner is just the, you know, the flip, the move that sends them flying. If you do it like Ray used to do, where you do the springboard Frankensteiner but end in the cradle, that's a Hurricane Rana. But I guess it doesn't matter anymore. But anyway, he landed on his shoulder and apparently dislocated his shoulder. And the doctor, everybody went to check on him. And he tried to put his shoulder back in. You can see him like yanking on it. So this must have happened before. He tried to put it back in. And the doctor was like, he ain't continuing this match. And so they stopped it. And now, Solo Sikoa, who was going to win anyway, is going on to the next round where he's going to be facing Gunther.
Be an interesting one.
It sure will be. Gunther against Solo Sikoa. I thought for sure Penta was going to win. Gunther and Penta sounds awesome. But instead, they were going to go the other way. So, Aljamain Sterling and Tristan Connolly both had disc replacement surgery in their neck. So there's actually, that's neither of those were the one that I was talking about. But anyway, so yeah, he's injured. We'll see how long it takes. Sometimes that shoulder dislocation, they pop it back in and it's just a little while and you're good to go. Other times, you know, the issue is if it is repeatedly popping out, like I think that was what Randy Orton had, and then you need the full shoulder surgery. Also kind of depends on if he did any damage when it popped out. So we shall see if he ends up wrestling that match with the Lucha Bros. But also in AAA, they did a television taping on November 22nd. And you'll never guess who won a shot at the AAA Cruiserweight title. No idea, Lance?
None.
The match, I'll just give you a hint. It was Octagon Jr., Axiom, and Javon.
I'm going to go with Javon.
Well, if you guessed Javon, you are correct. He will be challenging Laredo Kid for the Cruiserweight title down the line. I don't know if I'm, like, more irritated now or less. You guys realize that this guy is booked strong in every promotion except his main promotion? He's like a mid-card guy in NXT, but everybody else sees it. Goes to AAA, he wins this match. Goes to Raw, he gets pushed. He's in the main event of the John Cena final match in Madison. Like, everywhere he goes, Everyone recognize it. But in NXT, he's a mid-card geek. Golly. Hear what Swerve said about the guy? Swerve. He's in AEW. He says, some people, because we do the comparison game, so-and-so is better than so-and-so, so-and-so is better than so-and-so. So he's mentioning that, you know, it's not an insult, he says, to say Javon Evans is better than Swerve. I'm like, yes, he is, says Swerve. At 21 years old, he is better than I was at 30. I have more intangibles because I've learned those things on the indies. He's in the system now at 21. And he says he's supposed to be better. Who's he watching? He was watching me.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as a dollar a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-918-6189. 800-918-6189. 800-918-6189. That's 800-918-6189.
It's more than a rebellion. When your teen is slipping into drugs or alcohol, when social media and pornography consume their time and their mind, when depression and even suicidal thoughts cast a shadow over your home, as a parent, you feel powerless. There is hope. At Turnabout Ranch, troubled teens step away from the chaos and into a clarity of nature on a working cattle ranch. Care for horses, learn responsibility, build trust, and rediscover purpose. It isn't theory, it's real work, real therapy, real healing. Families from across the country have found transformation right here, just when they thought hope was gone. If your teen is struggling with addiction, harmful online behaviors, even weight management, call right now and get the help you all need.
800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. That's 800-219-2494.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Brian, the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. This is what Mark Henry said. Now, granted, this is a transcript. I didn't actually watch the interview here. It was with TMZ. Maybe he's just trolling, like me. Swear to God, he says this. Javon Evans, I'm sure he's not making big-time player money. He's making a nice little hunk of change. I guarantee his next contract, they're going to pay him through the nose because they don't want him to go anywhere else. Does he deserve less because he's young? This is what he says. The dude will be wrestling 20 years from now. If he's 20 or 21 years old, with his talent and the way he understands the business, he's going to slow down in about 12 years. And then, in about 15 years, he'll be in his championship area. The last 5 years of his career, if he's blessed to have 20 more years, there's no rush. There's no rush with Javon. He's got 15 more years.
I think the issue is, if you look at it from a Javon's career and his making money, that could be great. But if you want to look at it from a promotional standpoint and a company that could use some young stars, the product could be better if we push him sooner. But yeah, if he's just going to make big money for the next 40 years, it really doesn't matter. He can be champion when he's in his 40s. But for a product, a young, relatable talent in his 20s could be a big benefit.
Do you guys remember when Becky Lynch was like the hottest star in WWE for like a year? Remember that? About 2018, 2019. You guys remember that? You realize that people had been clamoring for some promotion to like really push the women? They were clamoring for that. And it took WWE forever to do it. But you know what? They finally did. And it was the same thing with AEW. They had all of these women, and with the exception of, like, Britt, they just did nothing with any of these women. And people were just begging for them to do something with the women. And they finally did, but it took them years. Do you know what neither WWE or AEW are doing right now? Neither of them are really pushing a really young guy. Or a really young woman, for that matter. Nobody is doing it. The AEW champion, like, I love Samoa Joe. Guy's pushing 50. You know? WWE champion, Cody. You know, he's 40. And, like, who's in the title picture? You know, CM Punk's a champion. He's 47, I think, right now. It's like, how do you think you attract young fans? It's not with old people in the main event scene. Like, am I a broken record here? This has been throughout the history of this business. Like, somebody... Dude, and stop talking about Kyle Fletcher. Yes, Kyle Fletcher is getting a push. But he's gotten a push to the TNT title, which he just lost to Mark Briscoe, who's 40-something, okay? Listen. Kyle Fletcher should be the AEW champion right now. I said this like over a month ago. Kyle Fletcher should be the AEW champion. He's the guy that should have beaten Hangman. He should have lost the title to Mark Briscoe a month ago. He should have gotten to the world title picture, and he should be the champion right now. Lenny, I'm not talking about headlining a pay-per-view. I'm talking about being the guy, being the champion. Is Kyle Fletcher the AEW champion?
Don't believe so.
Okay. Is somebody under the age of 40 the WWE or the world champion?
Nope.
Okay. So I don't care who's like, oh, he sniffed the main event scene. Guys, do you realize when Kyle Fletcher faced Hangman for the title on that show did a really, really good number. And the main event had great heat. And they beat him, and then he was right back where he was before. Somebody under the age of 25 needs to be the champion right now. You guys realize MJF's almost 30 already? MJF! So, like, somebody do something with somebody young. I'm astounded that it's not a race between AEW and WWE to be the first to do this. It's like they're both in a race to have older guys as champions. It should be a race to make the new young hot star.
Hey, Brian?
Yeah.
How old was Hogan when he first won the WWF title?
I don't know. How old was he?
29. He was in his 20s.
Yeah. Dude, you can go back to like the 40s. Lou Thesz won it when he was like 19 or whatever it was. 21. World title at 21. Like, guys, do you watch old like NWA or WWF shows from like the 80s? Do you know? Like, I don't think people realize how young those guys were that were main eventing at the time. They were in their 20s. Some of them were in their early 20s. It's like a recent thing where you have to be old to become the world champion. That's like a recent thing. You guys have been brainwashed into thinking that you can't be pushed in your early 20s. And it's usually like old guys who maybe are bitter because they didn't get a shot earlier in their career. But like, you know, you can win the world title at, like, Randy Orton won the world title at 24, if I recall. I mean, he's had a long, great career.
He turned out okay.
Yeah, he turned out fine. The company turned out fine. It's okay to make a 21-year-old world... I'm not even saying that Javon should be the world champion, but for the love of God, he should at least have been something in NXT by now. They look incompetent having done nothing with the guy.
Do you know how old Bruno Sammartino was when he first won the
title? How old was he when he won the title?
27.
27 years old, wow. He wasn't 40?
No.
That's weird. It's almost like that's the way it actually has always been in this business, because you can only go so long with the same guys. Like, you got to make new stars. You got to make new people. Lesnar was 25 when he won the title. Orton was 24. It's two of the biggest stars in the history of this business, 24 and 25. Now it's like, dude, you ain't even getting out of developmental until you're 27. Look at who is fighting for the world title in WWE. How old is Jey Uso? How old is LA Knight? How old is Cody? How old is CM Punk? How old is Roman Reigns? How old are all these guys? Is there anyone in their 20s fighting for the title? No.
Do you know how old John Cena was when he first won the title?
How old was John Cena when he won the title?
27.
27. How about that? Yep. Yep. Who's in the world title picture for AEW right now? I mean, Samoa Joe, Hangman Page. Who else? Who else was in, aside from Kyle Fletcher, who else?
Swerve. He's got to be fairly young still.
He's in his 30s.
Is he?
But he's been gone for a while. But, like, push someone under 25 to the world title. Like, the fans will accept it. They're waiting for it. All right. Wasting my time. Like, I waste so much time on this show with this. Here's the field for the Continental Classic. So, matches start tomorrow, but we don't know what they are. But we do know the Gold League. So, it's a round robin. Everybody in the Gold League wrestles each other. Everybody in the Blue League wrestles each other. The people who finish 1 and 2 are going to have matches. The league finals and the finals both take place at World's End. So, it's whoever is the final four guys, two of them are going to wrestle twice. So, Gold League has Darby Allin, Pac, Kevin Knight, Speedball Mike Bailey, Kyle Fletcher, and Okada.
Well, that'll be some great matches.
So Darby and Pac can have their match with no interference because there's no interference allowed in the Continental Classic. So that explains the pay-per-view finish. Kevin Knight and Mike Bailey are partners, will have to wrestle each other. Fletcher and Okada are both in the Don Callis family. They will also have to wrestle each other. So there's a lot of stories there. Then for the Blue League, it's Takeshita, Moxley, Claudio, Orange Cassidy, Roderick Strong, and Máscara Dorada. And so,
Claudio and Mox.
Claudio and Moxley have to wrestle each other. Orange Cassidy and Roderick Strong have to wrestle each other. Dorada, I don't know that they're going to do this, okay? But Máscara Dorada clearly is the guy that's in there to, like, lose all the matches, okay? But I think we're going to see a lot of John Moxley losses. I just have this feeling that he's going to, like, choke in this tournament. To continue the story they're telling. But we shall see. Maybe he'll do well.
Part of me hopes someone in the company complained about doing a job, and Moxley's going to prove to him that you can lose a bunch and still be a giant star.
Well, I think it's just he's turning babyface at some point. And so he's putting over a bunch of guys. And yes, he's not going to lose any of his drawing and or star power by doing these jobs. So yeah, we'll I presume the finals are Okada Takeshita. I'd be stunned if they were not, but I suppose anything can happen.
Now, is the final of the tournament for the title, or is the final of the tournament for a shot at the title?
I don't even know.
There's a lot of tournaments, and they do them differently often.
I don't know what's going on. Does anybody know? I think they said, like, Okada was putting the belt on the line throughout the tournament or something. So conceivably, if he loses, it goes to somebody else. But I don't know. Maybe they'll make that clear on Wednesday.
But I assume that would be like when Eddie did it, where they had to clarify that it wasn't on the line in each match. It was just at the end, because you could theoretically have that. If he loses the first round match, it's like there's a title going to the other guy.
Well, that's
he's
what,
defending it.
I mean, some people think that's what's happening. If he loses a match, he loses the title. So the title just goes through the whole thing?
Because in the first Continental Classic, Eddie Kingston sort of said that he'll put it on the line in all the matches, and then they clarified, no, that it was only on the line in that whoever wins the tournament would get it, because they didn't want to have like eight title runs potentially in the tournament.
So it makes no sense if Okada loses, he loses the title in each match.
No.
Because the title has to be on the title's on the winner of the tournament gets the title. So that would mean like if he can't lose the title, he can't put the title on the line in every match. It doesn't make sense. Because if he does, Máscara Dorada, I guess he's not in the block. This would mean that like Speedball Mike Bailey could beat Okada, win the Continental title, win no other matches, not end up in the final four, and then whoever wins that would get the title from Mike Bailey. It doesn't make sense. So it has to be, whatever. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Progressive presents advice on new teen drivers.
You know, the hardest part about... teaching your teen to drive is the chafing from the seatbelt. But the best part is the grip strength you built in your knuckles. Okay, now let's pull out of the driveway.
Here's another tip. Offset a chunk of the cost of adding a teen to your insurance with Progressive's Teen Driver Discount and get a break from the break. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, not available in all states or situations.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
If you've got a property that you've been trying to sell and you've tried almost everything, I want to tell you about something that you haven't tried yet. You're going to think this offer is too good to be true, but it's not. Thousands of customers have sold their homes in any condition with Need to Sell My Home. This is a real opportunity from a highly rated company that buys homes all over the country. Did you know it's possible to sell your home right over the phone with no real estate commissions and no pesky open houses? Plus, every offer is a cash offer with no mortgage holdups. To find out how much you can sell your home or property for, call now. Take 5 minutes of your time and call for this 100% free quote to sell your home.
800-430-0674, 800-430-0674, 800-430-0674, that's 800-430-0674.
Kohl's Black Friday deals are here. Grab your coffee and put on your sneakers because it's go time. Through Saturday, save up to 50% on everything from toys to beauty faves, winter styles, and more. Plus, earn $15 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. Yep, that's extra Kohl's cash. So run, don't walk. Just hold on tight to that coffee. Select styles, some exclusions apply. Coupons and Kohl's cash do not apply to Sephora. Offers end November 29th. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
My God, I am losing my mind in the chat. Nobody has any idea what's going on with this tournament. Everyone insists that they know what's going on. So, the Continental Classic is for the Continental title. But they merged the Continental title with the International title to create the Unified title. So,
but Tony was adamant that the two titles remain individual.
So that means, so what you're telling me is the Continental Classic, if Takeshita wins his tournament, the Continental Classic will end with Takeshita getting the Continental title, Okada keeping the International title. The international title, by the way, which because it was unified, we had to create a national title, which will be defended internationally. So we will then have a continental title, an international title, and a national title, and a TNT title, and a... Are you kidding me? Why do we create a national title to be defended internationally if the Continental Classic was going to end with the international title being broken away from the Continental title? Why do we do that?
Well, maybe Okada will retain. I don't know, dude. There's lots of belts.
No, Yeti Pod. I'm so irritated with people. Yeti goes to national titles for the Indies. No, it's not. Do you guys listen to Tony Khan? Tony Khan's, his words were, it will be defended internationally. Don't make up your own story. That's what he said. And also, it's the same thing. People, this whole weekend, people were like, Brian's an idiot. Tony, he always waits to release the field for the Continental Classic. He's not waiting to see who's hurt coming out of the pay-per-view. Guys, I said that because that's what Tony said. He said that. He said he has to wait to see who is or is not injured coming off the pay-per-view. Not, oh, he's got it all set up. He's just, no, he said that. I'm telling you what he said. So quit making up stories. Jeez. So we have an international and a national title that are both there for the exact same reason. To be defended internationally in other promotions. Oh my God. I gotta move on. Gotta move on.
Please.
Claudio is getting a shot at Gran Guerrero, who is the CMLL World Heavyweight Champion. It's coming Friday in Arena Mexico, which is bizarre because Gran Guerrero, I guess, you know, he issued a challenge or whatever, and I think it was Beast Mortos. Or no, who was it? Oh, no, it was Hobbs.
Max.
Hobbs accepted. Or he like, you know, said he wanted it. And then it turns out that Claudio's getting the shot. So, I don't know what's going on. Seems to be a common thing right here. Paulo Cruz is back in action. He also wrestled for AAA. He tore his pec earlier this year. So he's back. That's good. And then one other quick thing before Raw, and that is, man, oh, man, you know, these AEW numbers, not just AEW, like NXT, like everyone who is being rated by Nielsen, they're all suffering right now. But you know what the last thing AEW needs when their ratings are where they are right now? That is to change the start time and the dates of all of their shows in December. This December schedule is just like, I don't know, man. Do you know that Collision this week does not air on Saturday? It airs on Thanksgiving night. So I swear to God, if it gets a 0.01, I will not be surprised. That show is going to absolutely die a death. They are also doing a Christmas Eve Dynamite, which is going to air at 6 Eastern. So it's on Christmas Eve and also earlier, a different time slot. They're airing a Collision on Christmas at 9 Eastern. They're also having a 4:30 p.m. collision on December 13th because they don't want to run head-to-head with John Cena, which I don't even know why, because you may as well run head-to-head with Saturday night's main event because you're going to die at 4:30 p.m. anyway. You're going to die one way or the other, so I don't even know why they're bothering to move it other than people won't know when it's on unless they're colliders, I guess we call them. And then there's also, for reasons I cannot explain, December 17th, they're doing the three-hour block, Dynamite and Collision, from 8 to 11. But there's no pay-per-view that weekend. Instead, Collision is just airing at 2:30 Eastern on Saturday. So it is going to be a vicious month of low viewership for a lot of these AEW shows. And I think they should just keep them in their time slot and just barrel on through, because I think consistency is the most important thing when you have a wrestling show. A consistent time on a consistent day. And AEW is incredibly inconsistent with when they air their shows. So we'll see what happens, but I don't know. What do you think of Raw?
It was parts of it I really enjoyed and others I'm not crazy about. But I really enjoyed Carmelo and Gunther. I thought that was a really great match.
We had Roman coming out to open the show. So long story short, Roman, Cody, and Punk came out. This was like the first 15 minutes of the show. They all don't like each other. They're all on the team together. And they can't decide who's the leader. So basically, long segment pushing that the babyface team is having issues. Then we had Drew McIntyre backstage. He is going to be in an advantage match in the main event, and his partner ended up being Logan Paul.
Heck of a suspension.
Paul Sam. Well, that's the story. He is suspended. They made it very clear he is still suspended.
Well, yes, but the loophole was Paul can pick anyone he wants for the War Games match.
Yes.
And now he's also in other matches he doesn't need to be in.
Yeah. Well, it's only in matches that have to do with War Games. They made that clear. It's silly, but they explained it. We finally got the tournament brackets. It's almost like, at this point, why bother? I'm not going to be happy about anything when it comes to this bracket. Carmelo Hayes and Gunther in a tournament match was a great match. By the way, because of this weekend, I didn't get a chance to watch all of SmackDown. But this SmackDown show, I'm pretty sure, had the three best matches in a row on SmackDown, maybe in years. I saw two of them. But I'll see if I can find it. I got to finish Raw. I'll find it here real quick. So SmackDown had Ilya Dragunov, JD McDonagh, open challenge. This match was freaking awesome. Just an incredible match. It was followed up by Bronson Reed and Carmelo Hayes, which had kind of a silly finish. Carmelo won via countout. But this match was also awesome. And then they had like, I forget what the next match was because I didn't see it, but it was like a Fraxium match, which there's no way that was a bad match. So basically they had three straight incredible matches on SmackDown. And I got to finish watching that, but that show is worth going out of your way to see, even for the two that I did see. So anyway, this match was great. Gunther won, powerbombed him, moved on to the tournament. Excellent match. Gunther is such a great worker, and Carmelo was like, he was great too, but you can just see the way that Gunther puts these matches together to get the most out of anything.
I really enjoyed that they teased another countout victory for Carmelo. I thought that worked really well.
It was very, very, very smart match is what it was. Usos tell Roman, Cody, and Punk, we're the best team in the world. We're going to get this done in the advantage match tonight. Off they go. We had a horrendous segment here. Dom comes out with the AAA title. He's going to face Cena on Saturday. He says Cena won't be here, but they play Cena's music. Out comes a mini. They do horrific comedy. Dom boots him. Ray ends up coming out, making the save.
This Calling sucked. This comedy was very generous of you.
Well, I should have said comedy with the old air quotes because it was not funny. Then we had Rey Mysterio and JD McDonagh, which was another good match. We did have more just silly refereeing. We had the old abdominal stretch where Finn grabbed JD's hand for leverage. The ref catches him. He just catches him helping. And he's just like, knock it off. I'm like, you're not even ejecting the guy. Like, you don't have to DQ him, but like something. So that sucked.
Told him to knock it off.
Silly. And then Ray ends up hitting the 619, drop the dime, gets the pin. And then the best part of the match was actually afterwards when Finn tries to hit the ring. And Ray's like up, down, in, out. It's avoiding both guys. It was awesome. And the baby faces or the heels bonk into each other like idiots. It was great. Adam Pearce meets with Raquel, who wants a title shot. Nikki, of course, got it. Pearce has the most political answer ever. I promise, he says, after this is done, the next time there's a women's title shot, you'll be in the mix. And she accepted this.
That's conclusive.
And the New Day shows up. They want a title shot, and Pearce tells them AJ and Dragon Lee are fighting champions. They want to defend the titles against them next week. We had the women's heel team come out, and then they were interrupted by the babyface team, and then a brawl broke out, and it was all fine. It was just your by-the-numbers brawl setting up war games. We had the Penta solo match, which we talked about, and of course, Solo won, so he's moving on in this tournament. We had Adam Pearce meeting with Maxine, telling her all these women want a shot. She's going to go talk to Natty. Then we had a Stephanie promo on Nikki Bella. It was a good promo. Basically, says everyone told me not to trust Nikki. Turned out they were right. She betrayed me. But are you sure you want to be in the ring with me? Bella's to see her at Survivor Series. By the way, for the women, it's the same thing as the men. It's like the babyface men all don't like each other, but they're trying to get along for this match. Meanwhile, the women's team, Becky, is just like trying to take control, claims she runs a show, buries everybody on the team. They all hate her.
Well, at least they're the heels.
That's true. But, man, can we not have the same gimmick in both matches? And then Logan Paul and Drew versus the Usos for the man advantage at War Games. Obviously, I shouldn't say obviously. It's 2025. The heels won, which was the right call. Logan schoolboyed Jimmy and pinned him. And then we had the best thing on the show, which is there's a up, hits all these Superman punches. They hit Lesnar's music. This guy comes out. He's looking all scary. He starts doing his dance. He goes through the big kick for his pyro, and his frickin' foot slips out. He lands right on his ass. He backward rolls over and hops up. Paul Heyman is howling with laughter. Brock is laughing, takes off his cowboy hat, he puts it on Braun Breaker, laughs his way to the ring, and then starts murdering people. I was like, this guy. Whatever you want to say about Brock, that guy's a pro. He fell down and just, like, played it off. Just like on that last show when he did the F5 and he split his pants, and he's wearing his red undies.
Blue.
Was it blue? Whatever yes. It was. Played it off. I mean...
That's yeah, I saw a different camera angle of it, and his foot was 50-50 on the stage and on the ramp, so there was a change of direction. He put his foot in a bad spot and fell on his backside.
His arse.
Goldberg did the same thing.
Yes.
Goldberg didn't do the roll.
No, Goldberg, I don't think, played it off as well as this guy. So then that's how it ended, brawl to end the show, and it was fine. Now, I will say the tournament, if you want to know where the tournament's at right now, since we have these goofy brackets, the brackets didn't make it any easier. So the semifinals are Gunther versus Solo. We don't know when. And LA Knight and a mystery opponent, which I believe is the rumor is it's Miz, which is stupid because Miz lost. But allegedly he's the mystery opponent. Miz versus LA Knight, and that person will face the winner of Rusev and Jey Uso, and we don't know when that is either. Cool tournament,
and
bro.
And the mystery person is replacing the injured Sheamus?
Yes. That's what's going on. Who beat Miz? I actually looked at the brackets and I was like, shouldn't this guy be in? Why is the Miz back in? But that's what's going on. All right, back in a moment with more Observer Live.
We all all love children, and many of us have an old car, truck, or van in the driveway. Find the Children has a great way for you to put your unwanted vehicle to good use. Keep listening. Every year, thousands of kids go missing. Trust me, it's a parent's worst nightmare. When a child goes missing, every moment counts, and you need all of the help you can get. Find the Children is a nonprofit organization dedicated to locating missing children and bringing them home safely. You can help support their mission by donating your car, truck, van, or SUV. A towing company will come and pick up your car for free, running or not, and the donation of your car is tax deductible. Your help is providing the funds they need to continue their services. Call now, donate your old vehicle to Find the Children and get free pickup. Here's the number.
800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. That's 800-670-7830.
Are you over the age of 50? Want peace of mind and financial security for your family? Here's an important message to you from Senior Care USA. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. That leaves your loved ones the burden of paying your debts and funeral costs. Our plans start as low as $1 per day and will pay your family up to $30,000 to help pay for your funeral and other expenses. There are no medical exams, your rates will never increase, and your plan cannot be canceled, regardless of your medical conditions, as long as you make your premium payments. Get up to $30,000 in final expense insurance. Call now for free information. Just answer a few simple questions and get approved right over the phone in just a few minutes. Call right now.
Call 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. That's 800-399-6879.
Hey, vacation lovers! It's finally time to use all those random facts you learned on TikTok for something that actually matters. It's the Radio Trivia Challenge from thevacationbuddies.com. All right, here's how it works. Be one of the first 10 callers right now, and you'll score a complimentary 3-day, 2-night getaway from the Vacation Buddies. You'll stay at none other than Westgate Resorts, in your choice of Vegas, Orlando, Myrtle Beach, or Branson. You ready? According to Travel Stats, which of these three cities is the most visited vacation destination in the U.S.? A, Las Vegas, B, Orlando, C, New York City. First 10 callers get the trip. So stop scrolling and start dialing. And let's see if TikTok actually taught you anything.
Be one of the first 10 callers. Call Vacation Buddies right now. 800-340-1834. 800-340-1834. 800-340-1834. That's 800-340-1834.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Well, whatever you think about the Raw numbers, they are at least consistent, so you can track ups and downs or whatever. John Cena's final Raw, enormous. 5.8 million viewer hours, 3.1 million views. So this would be the most views for any Raw in 7 months, which I think should not be a surprise. So, Return of John Cena did very, very well, even with big Monday Night Football competition. Who would have ever thought people would want to see John Cena's final Raw?
And apparently Joe Tessitore thought Cena was just going back on his word the very next Raw.
Well, you never know. They did play
his
music.
He totally bought the Cena appearance.
Yes. All right, is there a Turkey Bowl coming up?
Thursday on Impact, the Thanksgiving tradition.
Yeah. How does that work?
Person who gets pinned has to put on a turkey suit.
Oh, my God, how humiliating. That did wonders for Terry Taylor's career. and Hector Guerrero.
AJ Styles had to do it, and he turned out okay.
That's true. God, you know he wants to do another match.
I don't think
has it been taped.
The Thanksgiving show is already finished. Yes,
oh,
it
man.
Will air on Thursday.
Oh, man.
We're not doing a live Thanksgiving show.
Oh man, well that's too bad. All right, well we got to wrap it up, everybody. But I'm going to be back later on tonight. The Brian and Vinny and Granny and Craig and Sean show. It'll be TNA Impact from November 26, 2005, 20 years ago this week. We've been watching all these shows, and man, there's always a lot to talk about, so check it out. And that's it, everybody. Thanks, Lance. We'll talk to you next time, Wrestling Observer Live.